Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia. Sotto il cielo di Roma.
Hi, this is Penny Pollock and you're listening to Dining Out Loud Podcast.
Down each avenue.
So Penny came here tonight as part of our Quattromani series. Quattromani means four hands in Italian. So four hands meaning two from Penny and two from our chef, Will Serafini. So Will tonight made Penny's mother's spaghetti recipe. So with the help of Penny, he recreated this wonderful dish from Penny's childhood.
It's one thing to go ahead and make something good. Make something with great ingredients. Of course, Italy has this, you know, a ton, tons of those. But another thing to recreate something that is not only something that's so near and dear to your heart, right? But also your mom's recipe. And also that's a little mysterious as far as recreating it. So Penny, talk about that process of deciding what you were going to make and then coming through with the dish.
Well, I was completely flabbergasted when Italy called me and wanted me to be the guest chef because I'm a dining editor and a dining critic and a journalist and a big mouth and don't really have a reputation as a chef. But I, of course, said, sure, I'll come up with something. And it obviously had to be made out of ingredients that are carried at Italy. So I said, well, I make a pretty mean spaghetti sauce, and it's my mother's recipe. Cool. Send us the recipe. Well, I didn't really have a recipe. So the first thing I did was invite six people to dinner and make my spaghetti sauce. Because I had to write down everything that I was doing while I was doing it and how I did it and what the measurements were. Because that really didn't exist. It was sort of like spaghetti, mushrooms, onions, peppers, salt, pepper, basil, garlic, and meat. So I had to do the old world thing on myself and write it down as I made it. And then Will and Italy invited me over for the first tasting because Chef Will just worked off my recipe. And the first rendition wasn't that good. I don't remember everything that I said, but it wasn't.
Was it not that good, or was it just not exactly right?
It wasn't my mother's recipe, which is now my recipe. There weren't enough vegetables. I remember that specifically. And we talked about it, and it was a fascinating process to talk about a recipe and to talk about the fact that I didn't really have a recipe and what he was supposed to do with that. And he said he'd fix it, and a month went by, and they called me back, and I got to taste it again, and it was so close, and I was like embarrassed because I didn't love it, and I decided I had to be honest. I said it needs more seasoning. So Chef Will trotted, I don't know where the kitchen is, downstairs, in the dungeon, I don't know. Came back, seasoning was way better. And then I was kind of cringing because I still had to tell him one more thing. The ratio of meat sauce to pasta wasn't right. That it was almost like a primavera was so light. He went back, he loaded up on meat sauce, voila. Oh, that's French.
It's the kind of thing that when you get that opportunity, you may not know exactly how it all comes together, but you know it when you taste it that it's right. And of course, it's something you remember from your childhood, from your mom. What would your mom think of the dish? Would she be like, hey, that's mine? Or would she be offering a little more suggestions?
She liked when I learned how to cook, and she actually liked when I became an adult and cooked instead of her. But she was a 1950s housewife cook. And that's not at all a criticism, it's high praise. Because we didn't know everything that we know about foods and spices and fresh vegetables. And she was a darn good cook, and she just did it on instinct.
I got a chance to taste it. It's really good. And when you think about high praise, it's one thing to make it for your family here. It's another thing to make it here at Italy, right? You got a chance not only to inspire people to try it, right, through your persuasive and engaging nature, telling the story, of course, right? But people loved it. It was all over the place. You got a chance to talk to some of the people. What were your thoughts having your dish, your mom's dish, served here to so many?
It was so fun to talk to the people coming into the restaurant and insisting that they choose this restaurant at Italy this night because I was the guest chef and they had to taste my mother's spaghetti sauce. No argument. And I hauled in a lot of people and they were happy. I visited them later. One thing that is better than what I do at home, the pasta. Because I just buy dry pasta of some generic brand at a grocery store and put it in a pot of boiling water, whatever. The pasta that Will made is fantastic. Dalton, do you know what it's called?
Oh, do I ever.
Oh, does she ever. He made it so perfect. It's chewy and ropey and al dente, and it really stands up to the meat sauce. It made my dish even better.
You have a lot of great ingredients working on your behalf. And you think about this, you mentioned that certainly food is the wheelhouse, but the making of food isn't something you normally do. Did you feel any pressure? Because, you know, you've critiqued a lot of other people's dishes, that here's an opportunity for you to make it for a lot of people to try. Did you think at all, like, well, geez, what if they don't like it? Were there any thoughts?
No. I know my spaghetti sauce is fantastic, and I had complete confidence.
Complete confidence, and people here at Eataly have confidence that they can order Penny's mom's spaghetti here and enjoy it. You can definitely go to Dining Out Loud or DOLpodcast.com and get more information about all the things with the dish. So, Penny, are we going to put up the recipe?
Absolutely. My mother's very far away now in heaven. I might run it past her, though.
So once we get approval, you'll see it there on the website. Thanks, Penny.
You're welcome. It's been a blast.